So Hugo Wolf was born in 1860 in outside of Vienna in what the book says was is part of Yugoslavia, but I guess that means it's probably, who knows where it is. and he died in Vienna in 1903. His life was marked by tragedy, as folks like to say. He was dismissed from the Vienna Conservatory after 2 years there on some kind of false charge. I don't know what that was. And he made his living for a time in Vienna writing music criticism, very pro-Wagnerian music criticism. And at that same time, Brahms was a resident of Vienna, and the Brahms and Wagner camps were at war. And Brahms was a favorite resident of Vienna, so the fact that Wolf was writing pro-Wagner criticism made him not very popular. He went then to live for 4 years in a small village outside of Vienna, where he did most of his songwriting. Most of the musical output of Hugo Wolf was songs. He wrote, I think, an orchestral prelude or something, and a string quartet, and then all of these songs. All of the songs that we're singing date from this period. In fact, they all date from 1888 and 1889. He did first a set of songs on poetry by Mercker, and the first two songs we're doing, Wanderung and Verborgenheit, come from that set. He would work feverishly, without stopping. And then he would not be able to work at all. He would go through these sort of manic and depressive stages. And probably Prozac would have been in order there, but we wouldn't have had such great music. Anyway, when he was 37, he quit writing songs and was put into a mental asylum where he died. The first two of these songs, as I mentioned, are on poetry by Mercker. Wolf was very, there's this constant discussion in vocal music as to what takes precedence. Is it the words or is it the music? Does the music serve the words or do the words serve the music? And Wolf really believed that the music should serve the words, which is why I made these for everyone to have, because even though it will mean that I will have to sing all the right words because you have them right in front of you, it's important that you know what they are and what the words meant. That was what Wolf sought to do. He set a number of songs that other composers had set, but he never set a song that he thought had been done justice by someone else. Auf einer Wanderung is sort of a typical romantic lead, talking about the singer going out into the countryside and falling in love with the place where he is. And Verborgenheit, the second song, was the song that I was most familiar with before David and I started doing this. It's just lovely. The third song, I didn't have the translation for when my little thingy here went to press, so I'm going to read the translation to you. Die Spröde translates the coy one. On a pure spring morning went a shepherdess singing, young and beautiful and without sorrow, ringing through the forest fields. Zolala. Thyrsis offered her three lambs for a little kiss. Roguish looks were exchanged, but she sang and laughed and ran away. And another offered her ribbons, another his heart, and she urged them on, as with the lambs, in jest. Only singing, zolala. So, that piece, and the next two are on poetry by Goethe. And this piece that I just read, Die Spröde and Die Bekehrte, the next one, are sort of companion pieces. They are completely different in nature, but the melodies are very similar for one thing, and they sort of provide a nice contrast to one another. The last piece, Kennst du das Land, is one of Mignon's songs from Goethe's Wilhelmmeister. Wilhelmmeister is a novel that Goethe wrote over a period of like 20 years. And I read a plot summary of it last night, and I'm here to tell you it is the most convoluted story I've ever read. But just to try to sum it up, Mignon was abducted by, what do they call it? The rope dancers. And she's made to like live with this acrobatic troupe, and she's rescued by Wilhelm Meister and promptly falls in love with him. He cannot tell whether she's a girl or a boy. She's all dressed in boys' clothing. And she refuses, even after it is made clear that she is a girl, she refuses to give up the boys' clothing. And fairly early on, I guess, in the story, she sings this song to him, to Wilhelm Meister, talking about the land. And he sort of deduces from where she's talking about that it must be Italy, but he's not really sure. Well, later on in the story, it becomes clear that, yes, it was Italy, and that this other character in the story, the harper, is really her father, and she is the product of an incestuous relationship between the harper and his sister. The harper has quite a few problems of his own, and he has his own set of songs, but we're not going to do this. This song is more like an opera aria than anything else here. And I do remember hearing at some point that Wolf intended to and did score some of her songs, some of his songs, for orchestra. I would imagine that this would be one of them. It sounds to me like it's orchestrally conceived as opposed to pianistically conceived. So you're at your liberty to fill in any, you know, instruments that you like.
Everything
that needs saying?
Yeah,
and
that's all.
Oh, <Dan. laughs> Okay. All right, well, I'm going to shut it down.
I'm just sitting here being nervous, that's all.